没有这个遥控也可以自己，我们见，可以见，开始今天的讲道。
You know that we saw ago I passed out this pamphlet. Quite a number of you received it.
那几个星期前，我跟大家分发了这个小册子，我相信大家很多人都已经有。
If you have been using it the past 10 days,
那么，如果在过去的10天内，大家坚持使用这个小册子的话，
you will find out that a lot of what we share today also mentioned in this devotion.
你会发现今天我跟大家分享的信心，实际上都在这个小册子。
First of all, I want to just give a little brief outline of what I'm going to share today.
那么，首先今天请允许我跟大家来，简单的给他一个概括今天的信息。
So I want to put this into five different sections, and we will go through these in this order.
那么今天信息啊，主要大概五个部分，我们有依次来进行。
The first I want to share with you is about human relationship and experience, and how important it is in life.
那么第一个是首先呢，我跟大家想分享的是我们人与人之间的相互关系。
I'll give you this introduction.
那么今天那个介绍，我想给大家首先开始一个介绍。
Have you ever heard of the expression "No man is an island"?
大家有没有听过这么一个英文的谚语？这个英文的谚语翻译成中文就是“没有人是孤立的”。
You know what that means? Do you know the story of Robinson Crusoe?
大家这个鲁滨逊的故事，这个英文的意思直译过来呢，就是没有人是一个孤岛。那么这个典故就是从这个鲁滨逊而。
He was stuck in an island by himself.
所以这个人呢，就是说被困到一个荒岛上。
No communication.
没有跟外界没有任何的沟通。
Now we don't live in a world like that today.
那么现在呢，我们大部分人不是生活在这种状况下。
What I'm saying is that each of us in this life has contact with one or the other.
那么我们每个人在这个世上生活着，都与彼此，都与其他人发生关联。
Because when we are born, when we live, or when we die, we always have some people around us.
所以无论我们是出生的时候，还是在生活中，还是在我们死亡的时候，都会有人在我们的身边。
So because of that, people have influence on one another during our lifetime.
因为这种关联，所以我们人与人之间彼此相互的影响。
So to say, from the cradle to the grave.
所以这就是所谓的从摇篮到坟墓。
Now whatever you do during your lifetime, you have some influence on one or the other.
无论你在这个过程中，无论你做什么，你总会对他人造产生影响。
It could be good. It could be bad.
那这种影响可好可坏。
More or less, you will leave some kind of a legacy.
但无论如何，你总会在这个世间留下一个你自己的遗产。
So you went to a funeral. There are always some closest relative who will give a summary testimony about this person's life.
所以当你去参加葬礼的时候，那么葬礼的总会有一些致辞，就会来总结来。概括此人的一生，他所产生的影响。当然，这种概括呢，大部分时间是拿最好的部分来跟大家分享。
You and I know there are a lot of failure and bad influences that were not mentioned.
但是我们都很清楚，那么一个人生除了有好的影响之后，肯定还有很多坏的、失败的经历和坏的影响，我们只不过没有提而已。
So keep that in mind when I share with you about how important human relationship and experiences are in our lifetime.
所以，请大家在心里记着，那么我在我们的继续这个信息的时候，请大家在心里牢记我们的人是如何的能够相互的影响，我们的影响是波及的广泛。
Now I'm going to share with you three personalities this morning before I get into the main topic.
那么今天我跟大家分享，三种不同的这个人格类型。
Slide number four. Slide number four, please. Number four. Now, the first one I first share with you is Philip.
那么第一个大家，我跟大家分享的这个人物是葛培理。
He passed away about 2 months ago on February 21st.
那大概两个月之前，也就是2月21日，葛佩里先生已经去世了。
You know that he was almost 100 years old, just sort of 100 years old.
他享年将近100岁。
Throughout his lifetime as an evangelist.
那么他是一个很有名的布道家，在他的一生的生涯中。
I estimate that he spoke and reached out to at least about 5% of the total world population.
那曾经他向超过这个世界人口5%的人，布过道。
Why he say that? Because of the statistic in his memory, booklet. And upon studying his life, I found out that he held evangelist meeting sometime if as many.As over 250,000 attended at one time.
那么，在根据他的传记，还有他的这些历史文献、他的回忆录一样，他的开大的布道会，他有的大的布道会能有大概20多万人一起来参加。
Now there is a quarter of a million people attending a meeting at one time.
大概大家可以想想那是如何的壮观，大概25万人一起同时来参加这个布道会。
Can you imagine during his whole life, by time preaching more than 50 years as evangelist, how many people he has taught?
所以他一生布道大概50到60年，50到50多年。那么大家可以想象，如果一次布道会就这么多的话，这他的一生该要向多少人布过道
？I can summarize his life in one sentence.
那么我可以用一句话来总结他的一生。
He is a humble man with a simple message of salvation.
那么也这句话就可以说，他是一个葛佩里先生，是一个谦卑的、简单的、以福音为使命的这么一个人。
You have heard him preach before, you know his message are simple.
那么如果你曾经听过他的讲道的话，其实你会发现他的讲道内容很简单。但是他的讲到的内容却是我们每个人的生命，每个人生命中的这种挣扎是有深刻的关联的。
Next slide, five, please. You know, before he passed away during some time in his later life, he make this remark.
那么在他晚年的时候，他曾经说过这样一句话。
You may have trouble reading, but I'll read it out to you. And meanwhile, I'm glad to have him help me this morning. He will translate in Chinese.
Okay. 那么长老都跟大家读出来的，我会把它这个翻译成中文。
He says someday you will hear or read that Billy Graham is dead. Don't you believe a word of it? I shall be more alive than I am now.I will just have changed my address. I will have gone into the presence of God.
在他晚年的时候，他说这句话的意思就是说，如果有一天你听到了葛佩里的死讯，请你千万不要相信他，因为我比现在更鲜活，我只不过是换了地址而已，我与神在一处了。
How comforting it is for you.
这是多大的安慰。
On the other hand, there's another personality which many of you, particularly scientists, know. On the next slide.
那么另外一个人物，我想跟大家分享的是一个很著名的科学家。
How many of you have heard of Stephen Hawking?
大家有多少人听说过霍金
？Young people really appreciate.
很多年轻人特别听说过的人。
He also passed away just about a month ago.
他也是大概一个月之前去世。
March 13, last month.
也就是在上个月的3月13号。
Now we all know he is a renowned cosmologist, physicist, professor, and scientist.
那么大家都知道他是一个非常著名的宇宙学家、物理学家、教授。
He died at age of 76.
他去世的时候终年76岁。
Which is very good for him, you know why?
那对他来讲，这是一个很好的一个很好的很长寿的。
Because even in his early 20s, he started to contract a disease called ALS.
因为对他来讲，大家知道他在早年20多岁的时候，他就染上一种疾病，这种疾病叫 ALS，大概翻译成叫肌萎缩性脊髓侧索硬化症，也就是渐冻症。
How many of you have this disease before?
大家有多少人听说过这种？
You know what this means?
你知道这
There's another term for this is called Guillain disease.
那么这种病的这个刚才的另外一种说法就是渐冻症。
What do you call Guillain disease?
为什么他被
Because Guillain was a very famous baseball player.
说这个人的名字，用这个人名字来命名，因为他这个人呢是一个非常有名的这个棒球队员。
So when you say Guillain disease, everybody know what you're talking about because he died within a few years of diagnosis of this.
那么此人呢，因为染上此疾病之后呢，很快就过世了。
It's a neuromuscular disease. They start with weakness, arms and legs, and trouble walking. Get to the point you can't talk anymore. And basically on a wheelchair.
所以这种病呢，其实它是很险恶，它就是关于我们骨骼和肌肉的病。它的肌得了这种病之后，你的肌肉会慢慢的失去肌张力，慢慢的会失去这个肌肉的动力能力，以至于你甚至不能呼吸，不能吞咽。
It's quite personal to me too, in a way, because I have a personal, very good friend from my college days when I first came to this country. I spent 3 years with him in the same college. We were very good friends. He was from Hong Kong. We kept in touch after he graduated, went to New York. He was a chemist.He contracted this disease. I saw him a few times in between. And within a few years, he was gone.
所以对这样的病，对这种疾病呢，其实我个人是有经历的。我曾经有我大学同学同窗一个非常好的朋友，也是从香港来的。那么我们在大学同窗3年，他毕业之后去了纽约，是一个很有名的化学家。那么他就是后来染了此疾病的，很快就去世了。
I really admire this scientist Stephen Hawking because even though he has this disease, he overcame his physical weakness and disability and became one of the most famous scientists during his lifetime.
所以我对霍金呢非常的敬重。因为什么呢？因为染上此疾病之后，他依然能够凭着惊人的毅力，能够克服这样的疾病，战胜这种身体的残障，然后依然能够勇攀了科学的高峰，这是非常了不起。
He took a good attitude. He was very strong, fighting his illness, overcoming it. In the meantime, he thought he had good life because he enjoyed, really enjoyed.The wonder of nature.
那么他是一个很强有力的斗士，他是一个意志惊人的毅力惊人的斗士。那么他对生活不服输，他与此同时呢，他也是一个很好奇的人。他不但有惊人的毅力，支撑他活下去的，还有他对这个大自然的这种好奇，他享受这种大自然的奇妙。
He enjoyed the nature so much, he wanted to find out about.The origin of all this happening, how nature functions. He spent his lifetime investigating, researching, and become very known because he saw, or he has some answer of some of the happening in nature about the black hole, about some of the phenomena that some scientists have trouble understanding. He was able to explain to them through the theory of physics.
那么他对大自然是如此的痴迷，他以至于他非常的想了解这个世界的根源、这个起源以及他工作的原理。他有很多著名的理论，就关于天文学上，比如说的黑洞理论，以及很多很多的关于天体学、天体物理学和天体的起源理论。他在科学上做了很大的贡献，因为他的好奇，他对这个东西非常的感兴趣。他以至于钻研。
So he did a lot of contribution to science during his lifetime.
所以他对科学的贡献是巨大的。
Yet he still has to prove his theory about how the world came about, even at the time of his death.
但是呢，直到他去世，他依然没有能够有机会能够 验证证明他的关于宇宙起源的理论。
He was really very much involved with what he called gravity.
那么他对万有引力这个概念非常的痴迷。
But he tried to explain everything through the theory of gravity.
他试图来解释使用万有引力这个概念来解释宇宙的起源以及万物存在。但他实在是不知道万有引力从哪来。
So he was still searching for that when he died, and he did not believe in God.
直到所以直到他去世，他还在寻求，但是他不信神。
He said.What I meant when I said we would know the mind of God was that we would know everything God would know if there is a God. This that is not because I am an atheist.
他曾经说过这么一句话，他说我们可以明白上帝的心思。我的意思是说，我们如果有一位上帝的话，那么他所能了解的我们都能够了解，实际上呢根本没有上帝，我是一个无神论者，这是他的原话。那他的意思就是说，我们使人呢可以先变现，可以像神一样知道知晓一切，了解一切。那么通过什么呢？通过我们对科学的探索和钻研。
Next slide, please. I hope not all of you fall asleep. I think it's very.
希望大家都不要感觉到太无聊而自己睡着。
He said, "There are some of the comments he's made during his lifetime."
那么他还说过其他许多其他的话。
He said, "One can't prove that God doesn't exist." He admitted that he cannot prove God doesn't exist. But he said, "Science makes God unnecessary."
所以他还曾经说过一个很有名的话，他说：“人无法证明神的存在。”你看，他作为科学家，他也承认人无法证明神的不存在。但是呢，他又说科学让我们不需要神。
He also somewhat inclined to evolution.
那么他呢？也是一个进化论的支持者。
He said, "We are just an advanced breed of monkeys on a minor planet of a very average star, but we can understand the universe. That makes us something very special."
他说，所以他说，我们只不过是一个不起眼的星球上的一群高级的猴子，但我们的特别之处在于我们能够了解宇宙。所以他意识到我们的人类是非常特别的，因为我们知道神造我们是很特别的，我们不是从猴子变来的，我们是从神而来的。
We have some of the ability that God given us. That's why we are so smart and have so many inventions and so advanced in this technological age.
所以我们之所以有这么好、这么强的能，我们各样的能力，都是从神而来的。神给了我们各样特殊的恩赐，以至于我们人从区别于动物，以至于我们有很发达的技术和科学。但是霍金认为这是以自然进化而来的。而一个作为一个很著名的科学家，他却犯了一个很低级的错误，就是科学的最基本的原理就是如果使一个东西运动，那必须在背后有一个推动力，而他却从根本上否定了这个背后的推动力。
I'm going to share with you a third personality while I'm trying to get ready for the video.
那么第三个人，我还想跟大家分享一关关于第三个人物。
His personality is
那么这个人物呢，我跟大家分享，我想通过视频的方式跟大家展现出来。这个人就是耶稣基督。那么刚才在我们的诵读，咱们刚才诵读经文的时候，我们读了路加福音的24章13到35节。那么今天呢，我想用另一种方式来跟大家呈现这段经文，那就是用这段视频的方式来跟大家呈现这段经文所记载的。
You can start.
That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply,Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place here in these days? And he replied to them, What sort of things? They said to him, The things that happened to Jesus, the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, how our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel, and besides all this,It is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all the prophets spoke.Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer all these things and enter into his glory? Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over. So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that, while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing,broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us? So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon.Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Chinese version.
同一天，有两个门徒前往离耶路撒冷11公里的以马忤斯村。一路谈论着最近发生的一切事。正谈论的时候，耶稣走过来和他们同行，可是他们认不出耶稣。耶稣问他们，你们一路上在谈论什么？他们停下脚步，满面愁容。其中一个叫哥留巴的说，难道在耶路撒冷做客的人中，只有你不知道近日发生的大事吗？耶稣问：“什么事？”“就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事。”他们说：“ 来是个先知，在上帝和百姓面前言谈举止充满力量，我们的祭司长和官长却把他押去判了死刑，钉在十字架上。我们一直希望他就是要拯救以色列的那位。还有，今天是事发后的第三天，我们当中有几位妇女一早到耶稣的坟墓，发现耶稣的遗体不见了，回来说天使曾向他们显现，并告诉他们耶稣已经复活了。后来我们几个人亲自去坟墓查看，果然像他们所说的，耶稣的遗体不见了。耶稣对他们说，无知的人啊，为什么迟迟不肯相信先知的话呢？基督岂不是要先这样受害，然后进入他的荣耀吗？耶稣接着从摩西和众先知的记载开始，把有关自己的经文都向他们讲解明白。快到以马忤斯村时，耶稣好像还要继续前行，他们极力挽留他，说天快黑了，时候不早了，跟我们一同住宿吧。耶稣就和他们一起进村住下。吃饭的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢后掰开递给他们，忽然他们眼睛明亮了，认出是耶稣，耶稣很快从他们眼前消失了。二人彼此议论说，一路上他和我们说话，为我们讲解圣经的时候，我们心里不是很火热吗？二人马上赶回耶路撒冷，看到十一位使徒及其他同伴正聚在一起谈论，主真的复活了，他向西门显现了。二人也把路上发生的事以及掰饼时认出主的经过述说了一遍。
As you can tell, this is a summary of a section of the Bible that the author Luke written down to share with all the believers of today.
那么这两段视频呢，就用中英文的方式来再现了这个我们路加福音第十四章二十四章这段经文。
I call this the narrative of the Emmaus Road.
那么我跟这段经文取的一个名字就叫在以马忤斯路上的故事。
Why is this so important? I think this section of the Bible gives you a brief summary about Christ's life. It's just a matter of short paragraph. And also, he told us what he tried to do to connect with his follower after.
那么我之所以选择这段经文跟大家分享，是因为我觉得这段经文，这段在以马忤斯路上这段经文的记载，是生动的、简要的概述了耶稣的一生，以及他在这个世界上的使命和目的，以及他复活之后与他门向他门徒显现的目的和使命，以及各他所要做成的成就。
As we understood it, it happened the same day that he was risen.Of course, he first disappeared from his tomb, and there were angels and the Marys were over there looking for him. But then, these two followers were heading back to their home after that frustrating experience. And that is what happened during their journey.
那么这件事情发生在耶稣基督复活的当天。那么耶稣基督，当然我们知道第一件事情，他复活之后是首先他的空坟墓，他的身体不见了。那么这两个门徒是在耶稣复活的当天还不知道耶稣复活的情况下，很伤心的回到他们原来住的地方去。
Now, these are only the first two witnesses that was really recorded in the Bible. We know subsequently there are many more witnesses that witnessed the risen Christ.
那么这两个人的经历只是圣经中记载的关于耶稣复活之后显现的一段见证的其中一段，其中两个人的见证。那么其中在后来，在圣经的后来给我们提供了更多人的见证。
So I'd like to consider that as the beginning of a 40 days excursion. This is a 40 day excursion of Christ following
所以呢，我愿意把这段经文，把这两个人的以马忤斯路上的经历，称它为，可以说这段经历揭开了耶稣基督复活之后在地四十天的这个，这段事情的序幕。
Have you ever had a heartfelt moment like this two follower experience in your lifetime?
那么在你的一生中，你是否有过类似这样的经历，像这两位门徒这样，强烈的心灵震撼的经历？
I have this happen to me. I kind of have time to share with you.
我个人有过这样的经历，但是今天没有时间详谈。
This kind of experience that like you suddenly realize something you never thought of. And you say that your whole body is warm like fire.
那么在这种经历过程中，你突然间意识到，你突然间明白了以前你所不能明白的，你意识到以前不能意识到的东西，你的浑身充满了热量和力量。
Almost like you were relaxing in a rocking chair. And a sudden thunder and lightning just shook you off.
就好比你躺在一个摇摇椅上，很慵懒地在那摇来摇去，突然间一个闪电下来，把你从摇椅上给击落下来。
Something you realize you didn't ever thought of.
就像一个东西，这样的事，在你完全不知情的、完全没有意料的情况下，它就发生了。
That's kind of experience.
那这就是这两个门徒所感到、所经历过的经历。
I share this with him now.
那么他早先一点他跟他的翻译分享了这段这样的经历，那么我也有同样的感受，我同意他的讲法。
Would you all like to stand up now and look back there? Emmaus parents is coming back to life, coming into the sanctuary.
就好比大家可以想象一下这种感觉，就好比我们今天站在这儿，我站在这儿正在翻译的时候，突然间我的爸妈推门进来。
They are walking towards us, they're coming back.
让他们穿过这个走廊走到我们面前。
What do you think?
那大家可以想象我心里是一个什么感受。
That's what happened when the disciple follower met Christ that evening. After he spent 3.5 years with them, day in, day out, did miracle, did all that thing, they expect him to be the leader of the Jewish world at that time. As they say on the cross, king of the Jews.
那么大家可以想象，这种感觉就是当时这两个门徒所感受到、所经历到的。那么他们与耶稣一起在3年半的时间朝夕相处，耶稣给他们讲各样的道理，给他们传各样的天国的信息，也耶稣也期待他们要成为犹太人的领袖。他们也希望自己能成为犹太人的领袖，因为耶稣被认为是犹太人的王。
But instead.Die on the cross, that's a severe suffering and anguish. And they thought that's the end of it.
但出乎他们意料的是，这位他们预料中的犹太人的王却被挂在一个树上，钉在十字架上。
Basically, in the mindset, what do you say all the promises that you gave us?
那大家可以当时想象，他们脑袋里他们想的，你给我们这些应许算什么呢？在如何才能应验呢？
You die on the cross and you bury.
你给我们这么多应许，现在你挂在了树上，而且你又被埋葬。
That is why the resurrection is so important in Christianity.
这就是为什么耶稣的复活在整个的我们的信仰中是如此的重要。
Not only that, just hearing about the resurrection happened may not be effective enough. May not be effective enough to convince you.
那么不仅如此，如果你简简单单的用耳朵听到了这个复活的信息，那么这个信息可能还不够的足以的让人相信。
That is why Christ spent another 40 days interacting, reacting with all his followers.
那这就是为什么
He assured them about his life and he is in charge.
那么这就是为什么耶稣在世上待了40天，用足够的时间与众人发生关联，与众人发生沟通，那么让我们无法否认。
You know the Bible has many places, different authors mentioned about this time, this 40 days period, what happened?
那么，圣经中对在40天的经历，有不同地方，有不同的记载，通过不同人的口述，都给我们丰丰富富的保存下来。
Jesus repeatedly showed himself to prove that he is the one.
所以在这种不同的见证，都同样的给我们向我们显现，耶稣在不同的地点、不同的时间，向不同的人反反复复的来显现他自己。
So these two followers, they were so excited, they rushed back to Jerusalem the same day, which is quite a far distance walking.
那么这两个门徒呢，就当天，他们就要回到自己的这个，回到耶路撒冷。
Know where they went, they know where the disciples are.
因为他们知道门徒在哪里，耶稣。
They were hiding in the room.
他们当时就躲在一个房间里。
They were afraid they would be persecuted too and put on the cross or being killed.
他们很害怕自己也会被抓起来钉到十字架上。
Because they didn't know Christ was already arisen.
因为他们还不知道耶稣已经复活了。
But they said we have the good news now. We saw the master. We better go back and tell them what happened.
但这两个人选择回去，为什么呢？因为他说，我们今天看到了，亲眼看到了我们复活的主，我们要赶快的回去把这个消息告诉那些还生活在恐惧和绝望中的其他门徒们。
So they rushed back to Jerusalem the same evening.
所以他们在当晚就返回去了。
They found what is 11, this, this disciple, which is hiding in the room with doors locked, with the doors locked.
他们回去的时候，他们发现这11个门徒当时在一个房子里，躲在一个小房子里，把门栓都杠上了。他们非常的害怕。
So they went in and shared the good news.
所以他们进去把这个好消息告诉他们。
They still have doubt.
但是他们仍然是有疑虑，有怀疑。
How is it possible? It never happened before. People were risen from the dead.
这怎么可能呢？那死人能复活，从来没见过。
Shortly after that, Christ Himself came in through the door, with all the doors locked.
但正当他们疑惑的时候，耶稣基督却亲自的穿过了墙，来到了这个房间里，亲自向他们站到他们面前。
He appeared in a new body.
他以新的身体向他们显现。
Don't have to open the door for him. He just walk in through the door.
他们不需要为他开门，耶稣只是可以从墙中穿过。
By the way, that's the kind of new body you will have in heaven.
那顺便提跟大告诉大家，那么有朝一日我们每个人都会有一个新的身体。
So Jesus basically give them a show and tell. Young people, you know what show and tell mean, right?
所以基本上可以这样说，耶稣给他们一个现身说法。
He said, "You don't believe me? Look at my hands. Look at my side."
说如果你还不相信我，那就看看我的手，看看我的肋旁。那么还有钉痕，还有枪刺的痕迹在里。
Why is this so important?
为什么这段信息如此的重要呢？
I'm going to modify my format a little bit so that my time won't go on for time. But I want to bring the main message I want to share with you.
今天我下面要适当的调整一下，为了节约时间，现在调整一下我本来的计划。我把这个主要的信息给大家讲一下。
So I won't follow the exact format, but I will tell you, try to give you the answer why Jesus stayed for 40 days after.
那这最重要的信息就是耶稣为什么要在复活之后再第40天。
As you read in the Emmaus Road story, one thing.
那就像这段视频里展现给我们的一样，在这个以马忤路上，耶稣跟这两个门徒分享的其中一个事情就是关于过去的事情。他再次提醒他们。
Remember what I told you when I was alive?
记得我活着的时候还跟你讲过什么吗？
The prophet, all the Old Testament prophets, what they have written, especially in Isaiah 53, about my life.This all had happened.
所有旧约里众先知所记载的那些预言，尤其是以赛亚中第53章记载的关于我的这些预言都应验。
You have been signing the Old Testament, which was available of course the time. Don't you realize what had happened to me? before I pass away and then I rise from the dead, the Old Testament already told about you many times, predicting my coming, my suffering, and also my mission.
那么在旧约里边详详细细的记载的我关于我关于我的死后以及死后复活这些事情，你详详细细的明明确确的都告诉你们了，你们难道不熟悉这些经文吗？你们不是很熟悉这些经文吗？
He was asking them, why are you so slow to believe?
所以基本上耶稣是在问他们，你们为什么还不相信呢？
Some people like this, if I don't see it, I don't believe it.
那么我们一般人的想法就是，如果我眼见为实，不见不相信是真的。那好吧，我现在向你显现了，你现在没有借口了。
Later he showed to the group again if Thomas didn't there. You know what Thomas? What is Thomas? A follower of the doubting Thomas.
这后来呢，耶稣再次向门徒显现的时候呢，这是包括多马在里边。多马就是一个比较有怀疑精神的这一个门徒。
Jesus was there. He asked Thomas, "You don't believe? Now come and feel my hand. Come and feel my side. Do you believe now?"
那么耶稣对多马就这个被怀疑的多马说：“好，多马，如果不相信，你过来，用你的手摸摸我的钉痕，摸摸我的肋旁。你现在相信了吗？”
Thomas was silent. Oh my Lord, my Master, my Lord, because he realized.That he has been doubting, now he has Christ in front of him, he cannot deny his presence.
那么多马摸了这些伤痕之后，又说了：“哦，我的主，我的神，他彻底的被彻底的信服了。”
But you know what Jesus told him? It's good now that you believe. But those who did not see me but believe, they are even blessed.
但耶稣更
more blessed than you have.
那么耶稣就跟当时就跟多马说：“现在你见了我，你相信了。那么那些还没有见过我就相信的人，便蒙福了。”
So basically, this is also a message for all of us who believe a Christian.
所以
all the evidence that has shown in history recorded, and I discussed with you about the reliability of the Bible, all this recorded.You cannot believe if all this strong evidence that is laid down by many witnesses in this world over time. You only have to see Jesus himself before you can believe him. Then you are just like this Thomas.
所以这句话就告诉我们，基本上对我们说，就是我们有如云的见证摆在我们面前，这些圣经上记载的这些见证。门徒的见证，历史上的见证人，如果我们有如云的见证还不相信的话，那我们就跟多马的境况是一样的。你还要等待耶稣基督再向你个人再显现一次吗？你还要再摸一摸他的手，摸一摸他的肋旁再相信吗？
So basically the Bible said these are all the evidence we have now. Do you have any other reason to explain your existence in this world?And the origin of this world, anything better than what the Christianity offered to you?
那么，这些圣经里所记载的如云的见证，给我们让我们无法的否认耶稣基督复活的事实。那么，这一关于耶稣复活史实这一史实的记载，它的历史证据在通过圣经给我们这些历史证据，远远超过了任何其他东西所给我们的历史证据。如果你不相信基督教给你的这些证据，你还能相信什么？
Are you still so hardened in your heart and so proud that you said, unless I find out all the answers and reasons, like Stephen Hawking tried to explain in this world, I would not believe there is a God?
你的心还那么刚硬吗？你还那么骄傲吗？你还要像斯蒂芬霍金一样那样，除非我能了解这所有的真相，我不会相信，你还要取这样的态度吗？
That is very appealing.
那么这就是我们今天所面临的境况。2000年之后，我们依然面临着这种诱惑。这就是我们人的基本的态度。这个那些2000年前那些背叛耶稣的人、拒绝耶稣的人是这种态度。那么今天我们依然面临着这种态度的这种诱惑。
The other thing I want to share with you that the Holy Spirit is living with you.
另外一件事情想跟大家分享，就是圣灵住在我们里边。
Because we created by God, God gave us the attribute such that we can experience the influence of the Holy Spirit if we are receptive. Open your heart, right, and be proud and stuff.
因为我们是从神而来，神造了我们，造了我们生命和我们的灵，所以我们能够明白，神本身，我们能够了解神，能够认识神。
Because of the power of the Holy Spirit, you know what happened to all those disciples after those 40 days?
大家知道在这四天，耶稣在第四十天之后发生了什么事情吗
？They turned from being cowards to being martyrs.
那么这些门徒在耶稣向他们显示在第四十天之后，他们有一帮一群乌合之众，一群胆小怕死的贪生怕死的胆小鬼，变成了愿意为真理而殉道的这么烈士。
Persecution is still happening all the world.
那逼迫依然存在。
We are fortunate here because we have religious freedom.
我们今天能在这里自由的敬拜，因为我们有宗教自由。
Why?People so strong they believe they rather die than reject the faith.
但为什么这些受逼迫的这些门徒、这些信众们，为什么他们依然能够选择，甚至付上生命而选择相信呢
？It's because of the spiritual experience they receive in their life by receiving Christ the Savior.
那是因为借着他们属灵的经历，他们认识了这位真神耶稣基督。
The disciple completely turned around.Disciple who initially lost their faith and hope turned around.
那么这些最初的这些门徒，那些四处逃散的软弱的门徒，被他们的生命被颠覆了。
So this is the purpose. Another purpose is first got to reassure them all the historical information about me is correct. Is many of the things happened.Number two, I'm now with you. I want to tell you, to reassure you, that I am alive. I'm in control. Your maker and your God. And number three, there's another very important reason why you stay in front of me. He said that now you are safe. Now you got the message. Now you have hope, you are promised this inheritance. But you also have a duty. You have to spread the good news out.
那么，这就是基本上可以概括为，耶稣基督在地复活之后，在地四十天，大概有三个目的。第一，就是向门徒们重申过去众先知照着圣经里所记载的对于耶稣基督的预言都应验了。第二，就是让他们亲自的向他们显现，给他们一个现身说法，坚证他们的信仰，坚证让他们没有打消他们的疑虑。那么第三，就是要对他们劝勉，并且托付说，现在你们得到了新的生命，你们得到了与神所赐给的圣灵，那么你们我要差遣你们去把这福音，去把这好消息传到万国万民去。
Sake of time, I'm going to conclude it in a little different way than I initially planned. Can you, because the technical problem really took away a lot of my time. Do you flip through the slide to about 21 or 22? Keep going. Okay, just stop there. Go before that.Okay. In about 1956,
大概1956年。
I'm still in Hong Kong.
那个时候我还在。
It was all over the world, the news, especially in the Life magazine.
那么当时我还在香港读书，我当时听到这个消息当时很轰动，大家都知道这个消息，全世界。
Missionary was killed in the Amazon by missionary.
有五个宣教士，那么在亚马逊丛林里被杀掉了。
He went out to reach out to some primitive church, twice.
那么这五个传教士当时是到了这个亚马逊的丛林里去跟当时那些原始部落去宣教。当时他们。
They thought they make good communication with them, but in 1956, when they tried to help them and go down there and reach out to them, all five of them were speared and killed.
那么当时这些宣教士与当地这些部族呢，已经先期有一些接触，先期有一些沟通。他以为他们之间呢，这个已经有良好的这种沟通了，已经建立起来这种相互的信任了。于是他们在1956年的一天，他们就去了。没想到结果到了这个地方之后，他们却被用矛给刺杀了。
One of the five members, his name is Jim Elliot.
其中一个宣教士，他的名字叫 Jim。
Back in about 1949, there was about six years before he was killed. He received this inspiration that he wanted to reach out to this type of people.
那么 Jim 是在大概当时五年之前，也就是1949年左右，他得到了这个呼召。来要去向这些部族的人传福音。
So five of them gathered together for this project to reach out to this Aka Indian right in the middle of the Amazon.
所以他们五个人聚在一起祷告，要到这个亚马逊丛林里跟这些当地的这个印第安部族这些原始的部族要传福音。
I think he had the same kind of experience that the disciples felt.
我相信他们肯定经历了当时耶稣最初的门徒所经历的同样的经历。那么他们是在服侍着一位活着的基督，这位活着的基督托付给他们这样的使命，那去向这些人宣教。
Who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose?
那么，在1949年，他的有一篇日记里，他写下了这样的一句话，他说：“凡是放弃那些你不能持有的，为了得到那些所你本不配得有的，这人是有福有智慧的。”
You go back to the first line.A few years later, instead of hating this tribal people, the family of this missionary went back to the same village and tried to reach out to these people.
那么在1956年，他们就回去要跟同样这些部族的人要传福音、宣教。
And you know, this picture actually show one of the five missionaries, including the person.
那么这张照片大家看到，其中的一个宣教士，旁边跟他合影的那些人就杀了他们的那些人。
In fact, over the years, the whole village become converted to Christianity.
那么，但是后来呢？在后来的年月中，这整个部族的人都成了耶稣的追随者，都信了主。那么在我看来，他们所走的道路跟初期教会在公元一世纪所做的这些宣教的工作是非常相像的。
So in summary, I want to just make some sharing statement with you.
所以我们今天的总结我们今天讲到的信息。
Let's briefly go to slide 14. you are going the opposite direction. Okay, hold that, hold that. Go back three sides. Three sides. One more. Okay, I just finished. It's the four points I want to mention. Number one, this is all this are from the scripture, not from my word. Okay, this is a recording about Christ first appearing to them, saying that, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. So that's one of the purpose of 40 days.
Like, 我跟大家分享这些经文呢，这些经文呢，在这经文里就把耶稣在第四十天，他的目的用耶稣自己的话来总结出来。那么在约翰福音二十章十九节就是耶稣初次首次向一门徒显现时所说的话。
Second one is that about he trying to remind them of her truth.
那么这刚才那段经文呢，耶稣是通过这段话要告诉他们他来这个世界要受死的目的，重新要告诉他们这段经文呢，耶稣就告诉他们，重新告诉他们他的经历，耶稣所经历是多么的真实，是在旧约中都已经各个所预言，他是对旧约预言的各种应验。
But the last two share the thing I think is very important for us. God is coming from Christ himself. And I read it in another short passage. He said, All authority has been given me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world.
那么这段话呢，用耶稣自己的话把他的另外一层目的也就表明了出来。那这段目的就是说对他们的托付，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
This is coming from God to make his power to stay. None of us have Mark 16:16 says, He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but who does not believe will be condemned.
那么这段经文呢，用带着能力告诉我们，说信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
So that is the positive and negative part of the Christian faith.
那么这就是这段话，其实就告诉我们，正反两方面可能的结果。
Sounds exclusive, but that is how it works, and the instruction given by God Himself.
听起来是有排他性，但是这就是从神、从基督亲口讲的。
I'd like to make this occasion to share with you. I don't know how many of you are here, but how many of you are searching how many are not here. I think this is a good time for you to think about what you shared today.That is why you are here, because you want to find out more about life. Billy Graham, during his lifetime, used one hymn in his concluding message all the time. That is the hymn, just as I am, one of the young people to get ready.
那么我想跟大家最后劝勉大家，我不知道在座的各位有多少人信，有还有人是正在寻求，还没有信主。那么我想鼓励你们，你们今天来这的目的是什么呢？无非就是寻求更丰盛的生命。那么这更丰盛的生命已在耶稣基督里为大家预备。那么在葛培里，他在生前布道的时候，他在每一场的布道会最后结束的时候，都有这首赞美诗来结束。今天我想跟大家分享。
If you feel the Holy Spirit inspire you at this time, we want to make commitment, we want to pray with Pastor Yang. all your life, this is the time for you to come and join us.
那么我邀请